of a sudden resurged after that kick return for a touchdown. Let's see if that takes over the defense and they start flying all over the field trying to slow down this Patriot offense. Like as you said, Clark, has been rolling on all cylinders so far in his first half.
Well, Vassar so far only has roughly about 2 minutes of offense. It's only a one-possession game. USA dragging out the clock in this T formation. They lead by 8 points. Foley down to pass. He overthrows his receiver at the 40-yard line. And that was number 30, Ezra Arnold. Overthrew him by about 2 yards over his head. Incomplete at the Vassar 30-yard line. Brings up a second down, 10 to go from their own 32-yard line.
Amend and Morrison in coverage, but they were still a step behind. Ezra Arnold got behind the defensive backs. A deep pass was there. And right now, Clark, there's such a respect for the USA Patriot running game. Coach Langs could dial up play action, probably multiple plays in a row, and fool his defense right now. That is how badly the Vulcans are on their heels, trying to slow down this run the best they can. The play action pass has their number right now.
Second and 10, T formation in between the hash marks at the 32-yard line. It is a handoff to number 45, Macklin Gettle, out to the 33-yard line. A bunch of Vassar players on that tackle. On the bottom of that pile is number 23, Robbie Atwood, a linebacker at 5'10", 140-pound senior. It's a 2-yard gain, third down, 8 yards to go at the USA 34-yard line.
Yeah, Vassar quite small in the middle of the field. That's where USA is trying to attack them. But those guys need to stay low, stay below the running backs, wrap them up at their feet, and that's what they've done here the last couple series, bringing up third and long. This is where Vassar needs to attack Foley and company.
It's a handoff right through the middle. Aaron Sines with the carry across the 35 out to the 37-yard line for a 3-yard gain.
And again,
and brought down by Brandon Lyon.
What USA likes to do is get the ball in the hands of senior Aaron Sines on times of need. And on third and 8, they go right to him up the middle. And finally, on the third series, Vassar has figured that out. They make the stop, bringing up 4th and 4. An interesting possession here now for USA on their own side of the field. This could really, really turn the game, more so than that special teams play that Vassar just had a couple minutes ago.
They're for 2 for 2 on fourth down conversions so far, facing a 4th and 5 here. Siebert around the left side, and he is brought down at the line of scrimmage by number 26, Zach Shepard, the defensive lineman, 6'3", 185-pound senior. He's excited. Siebert will only get a yard when he needed 5. It's a turnover of downs. Vassar with all momentum on their side. 6.5 to play before halftime, trailing USA 16-8.
Well, talking about momentum swings, we've seen all kinds of them already in this game. All the action we could have possibly imagined, but this time the Vassar defense, the speed, getting kind of the hang of how Coach Langs and the USA offense likes to run. They get a big tackle in the backfield and now just have 38 yards to pay dirt. The spread offense coming up, empty backfield for quarterback Humpert and the Vulcans.
6:35 left in the second quarter. Humpert rolls to his left, passes to his left to number 22. Colton Favreau breaks free of a tackle on the near sideline, gets inside the 20-yard line. We have a late flag, more likely going to be a late hit, and he finally gets forced out of bounds at the 16-yard line of USA. So from a 39-yard line all the way down to the 16, actually the 17-yard line, a nice catch and carry for Vassar Fabro from Humpert. No word yet from the officials on the penalty.
Yeah, it's a late hit out of bounds, Clark, but I must say it's a weak call at that. Both players are down the sideline. You couldn't tell that he stepped out of bounds. I think it was Foley. It was either Foley or Siebert. One of the two were in on the tackle. But again, I don't understand how you can defend the spread offense with 2 defensive backs and 3 wide receivers on one side of the field. Again, the one receiver takes 2 steps, which is Fabro in this case, takes 2 steps and turns and shows his number to the quarterback. He delivers a strike, and then those other 2 wide receivers act as lead blockers, and it turns into a big gain.
And now we got an issue here where it was inside. I think that's what single is. It was inside the 20-yard line. The play took place at the 17-yard line. It's half the distance to the goal line. Now they have it at the 9-yard line. Should be at least the 8-yard line, but we'll go with the 9. First and goal for Vassar. Three wide to the right, one to the left. Humpert rolling to his right. It is hands, deflected, and the second receiver brings it in. Chandler Poblinski was in the right place at the right time and brings in the 9-yard pass for a score. And it's a 2-point ball game with a 2-point conversion coming up. It's 16 for USA. Vassar with 14 unanswered points with 6:17 left in the first half. And that is some quick scoring.
Well, it wouldn't have mattered for Vassar about the extra yard on the spot because the play should have been caught. It was wide open receiver. I think it was Robbie Atwood, number 23. It hits him basically in the shoulder pad. It skips right through his hands and hops into the receiver that's behind him, Chandler Poplinski. So multiple Vassar Vulcans in on the play. No USA Patriots to be found on defense. And again, they line up with the spread offense for the 2-point conversion. One defensive back in the area of three wide receivers. Coach Langs obviously not liking what he's seeing, calls timeout.
And in fact, actually, Vassar only had 10 people on the field.
It looked like they had outnumbered the USA defense, though. So an interesting play there. Timeout by Coach Langs. He's got to get his team corralled. There's young team corralled, and no surprise there. He's going to try and prevent this game from being tied.
6:17 left in the second quarter. It's 16 USA, Vassar with 14. And it was only a minute 59 ago, when this was a 16-0 ball game, Alex Hurdle runs one back to make it 16-8, and now with a deflected pass to Poplinski, makes it 16-14 with a 2-point conversion upcoming.
Yeah, anything could happen here, but again, USA, I know they don't want to give up the power run in the middle, but you have to match their wide receivers with defensive backs. Otherwise, they're just going to go quick passes to the sideline and use that other receiver as a blocker. Here we go again, Clark, on the left side. One defensive back and two receivers.
6:17 left in before the half, and exactly what Dave Hansen said. Two receivers wide to the left, two men in the backfield with Humbert in the shotgun. He's going to keep it for himself, and he goes in untouched for the 2-point conversion. We are all squared up at 16 with 6:17 left in the first half on the WLEW Sports Network. Vassar at USA Square at 16.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists to get your shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and pop-up blinds in all sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. They can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight and service is available. Find every size of rifle, pistol, and shotgun ammunition at the best price anywhere. Check out game feeders, trail cameras by Moultrie and Cuttyback, and a large selection of binoculars, rangefinders, and knives. Randy's Hunting Center also sells hunting and fishing licenses. Check out the website randyshuntingcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
And with 6:17 before halftime, we're all squared up at 16 apiece. Both teams scoring two unanswered touchdowns to start this ball game. That last Vassar's first scoring drive consisted of 13 seconds. This last one was 18 seconds as the kick's brought in at the 14-yard line by number 30. Ezra Arnold, and he leaps all the way out to the 35-yard line and brought down by Juan Cerda, a defensive tackle on defense and a senior for this Vassar squad.
Yeah, nice return by Ezra Arnold. He gets out to approximately the 35-yard line, so good field position for the Patriots. Just over 6 minutes to go in the first half, a 16-16 tie. USA has the ball. Vassar has all the momentum, so you can bet Coach Lang's going to get back to what he was doing early in the first quarter and try to run most of this time off the clock and not let that 18-second, 13-second scoring drives happen to him one more time before the half.
T formation off the near hash. We have a fumble, and Foley has to pick it back up. Gets back to the original line of scrimmage as he's diving to the right. We have